Now, our next drug is A for anticholinergics, ending in tropium like ipratropium or tiotropium. Now, these guys dry the body out. So think tropium. You can't pee with them with your peums. Used for moderate to severe asthma and COPD. It's a longer-acting bronchodilator that reduces secretions and commonly given in combination with albuterol. Now, they're used second in line during a severe or acute asthma attack. Remember our acronym AIM. A for albuterol first, ipratropium second, and methylprednisolone third, guys. That is our brand name, Selimetrol. Always our steroids are given last since steroids act slow. Now, the mechanism of action is that it blocks secretion, so you can't see, pee, spit, or poop. Now, this is called anticholinergic effects. And I remember by saying anticholinergic or antisecretions, since they block acetylcholine. And again, you can simply say tropium means you can't pee with them. So the obvious side effect is dry mouth and hoarseness. And we teach patients these key points. To treat the dry mouth and throat for all anticholinergics, we use gum and candy, and we also drink fluids. Now, the big key point here and the big test tip is no swallowing tiotropium capsules, guys. Put the capsule inside the inhaler device and then inhale. Never swallow the pill. This came up on both the HESI and ATI exams. Now, a big contraindication to all anticholinergics. We never give for patients who are already dry. So those who can't see, like with glaucoma, those who can't pee, like with urinary retention and BPH, and those who can't spit or poop, like with bowel obstructions.